The word today is unexpected. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Pleasant surprises are fun, but unpleasant ones can cause a great deal of concern. No matter how much we plan, there are always unexpected changes in life. The quicker the change, the more disruptive or even dangerous it can be. We may even want to shout, "Slow down," to the world. God wants us to be prepared in faith to encounter unexpected changes. Here to encourage us on this important topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Unexpected.
Sometimes things happen so quickly, or we just become aware of them suddenly, that they startle us. A couple of days ago, I was at the gas station, and I went in to pay inside, and I was standing at the register, and I couldn't see anybody in sight. Finally, the woman who was running the front of the gas station came out, and she was startled to see someone standing there. Maybe she had just walked back behind for a minute or two, and suddenly I appeared, and it startled her. There's times when I will go into the basement of our house, and my wife is doing laundry, and there's noise in the room, and she turns around, and there I am, and it startles her. Well, change that happens rapidly can really shock us and throw us off. And in fact, often fast change scares people. It's unnerving. It's disruptive. We tend to be liking our comfort and our consistency. And when there's really rapid change socially or in terms of our health, things like this, it's very, very scary to us. Thinking back over the last couple of years and of how this coronavirus came onto the scene, and there were so many changes that happened across countries so quickly, it was very unnerving and very frustrating to a lot of people. Many individuals were out of work for a period of time, or maybe they had to sit at home, things like this. Some had to have emergency savings. The government, in the case of North America, was handing out money, which is a really rare thing. If people were wise or smart, they would have been taking that money and trying to make it stretch as long as possible, only for what was absolutely necessary, or saving it if they could. And in times like that, you wonder what the future holds. Many individuals did not expect the massive economic collapse that's taking place globally. All of the supply chains for goods, anything from diapers to baby formula, and in many cases, oil and things that are used for everyday purposes, a lot of necessities suddenly becoming short supply. And a lot of people weren't prepared. The latest stories in the North America are saying that 50% of people are having to go into their savings or borrow in order to get by financially. They weren't prepared. Now, usually when there's something of a crisis or a shock, you want to draw back and prepare as much as you can. In some cases, there's just no way that you can adequately prepare for what's coming. And we think of our brothers and sisters in Russia and Ukraine and all of the chaos that is going on there because of the invasion of Russia into Ukraine, and the millions of displaced people, and especially the mothers and children that are fleeing, and things like this that are going on. It's very painful. There's so much uncertainty. There's so much sorrow. And things have happened so rapidly that generations of life is getting upended. It's very frustrating when we encounter rapid change like that. And this is the main reason why we don't put our hope and security in this world. This is why we don't put our trust in humanity. I remember the Old Testament saying, do not put your trust in princes and horses. In other words, don't seek security from humanity, because sadly, humanity is capable of atrocious evil, and there is no way to build certainty and consistency in humanity and in human societies. Now, think about something with me that took place during Jesus' ministry toward the end before he ascended. I'm going to take you to Palm Sunday. And in Matthew chapter 21, there was a seemingly sudden event that took place, and it was somewhat disruptive to a lot of people. And Palm Sunday, actually, when Jesus entered into Jerusalem riding on a donkey, was, in a sense, a surprise event. The majority of the people in Jerusalem didn't know this was going to happen. Many of them were asking, who is this? They didn't know who Jesus was. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law, the religious authorities in Jerusalem were on the defensive and very hostile toward Jesus, because here he was, this country prophet who had spent 3 years out in the countryside preaching and teaching and conducting miracles, and now he comes to Jerusalem, and what is the first thing that Jesus does? He goes to the temple and tosses over tables and unleashes his wrath, not physically, but verbally, on the people that were charging excessive prices for doves and sheep and things like this for sacrifices for the people. They turned it into a market instead of a place of prayer. And this is quick change. This was a flashpoint, so to speak. It was an ominous change too, because Jesus knows this is going to lead to his death. This conflict that he is setting up between himself and the religious authorities is going to lead to Judas' betrayal of him, and they're giving him a death sentence and then seeking that he be killed by the Romans. Jesus is aware of all of this. This is all being done, pre-planned, all according to the will of God the Father. We see Old Testament prophecies from people like Zechariah about the donkey that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on. We see a lot of descriptions of the death of Jesus on the cross from the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 53. You can go into the Bible and see that Jesus' death was intentional, pre-planned, not out of weakness, not shocked and surprised. Jesus' ministry was not cut short, and he literally was the offering sacrifice for our sins. This is all intentional, as was his resurrection. He also predicted this several times in his ministry and then rose according to plan. You can see all of this in the Gospels. This is exactly what is portrayed in the Gospels in the New Testament. But this was very surprising, very unexpected to the people of the day, unnerving, shocking for the residents of Jerusalem when they find that this man who came into the city kind of as a humble king is now a week later killed as a criminal. That would have been very shocking, surprising to them. The apostles were turned inside out because they didn't expect Jesus to die, and then they were joyfully shocked over his resurrection from the dead. So Jesus tried to prepare them. One of the ways that Jesus said this in John 16, verses 21 and 22 was, a woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So with you. Now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will be able to take away your joy. That seeing Jesus again and no one being able to take away their joy was a reference to his resurrection. And indeed, all of the apostles were so filled by joy in the Holy Spirit that they went out proclaiming Christ as Savior, his death and resurrection. And that is what we continue to do. That's what the Word today is all about, is giving you an opportunity to hear about Jesus Christ, to understand that he is your Savior and that he went through Palm Sunday, Good Friday, his death on the cross, and Easter, his resurrection, all of this for you, for your forgiveness, for your salvation. And I hope you will spread that good news. It's called good news because it's the love of God for the world. And I hope you will share that with your friends, your family. When things come suddenly, we need to be prepared, don't we? We can't prepare 100%. But in faith in Jesus Christ, we can be ready for his return, which is at any time God so chooses. We are looking forward to the return of Jesus because it will bring God's ultimate judgment upon sin and wickedness. The evil, the injustice that is done in this world will finally be avenged. Our great enemies, Satan, the demons, death, will all be done away with finally. And those that have loved God, that have clung to Jesus Christ, will be redeemed for eternity. And that's why I urge you to come to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Forsake idols, forsake all others, come to Jesus Christ. He is the only means of eternal salvation for you. Sudden change is going to come. That we are assured. The great positive change that we look forward to is the return of Jesus, because those that are waiting for him are going to be so overjoyed. We're going to see the end of the sinful struggle and evil and corruption. We're going to be ushered into the presence of God in glorified bodies to live with him in glory in eternity. I hope this motivates you to stay prepared, stay ready for the coming of Jesus, and encourage the people around you to do the same. He will come at an hour when we do not expect, and that is why we must be ready. It'll be sudden, but it will be sudden victory and freedom and joy for all eternity. So stay ready.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's The Word Today. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.